Well, we still don't know the full scope of the losses of native species in these bushfires, but experts are agreed it is catastrophic. Researchers in Canberra are also looking at how possums and koalas deal with extremely hot weather, and that's not good news either. Alexandra Beach has more.
Possums at the Australian National University's labs in Canberra have been fed different diets as researchers alter the temperature in their environment in a bid to see how their eating habits change in a heatwave. Researcher Philippa Beale says as temperatures soar, the animals become increasingly picky.
What I found was that if they're exposed to warmer conditions for a week, they have to be more selective about what they eat, so they're less able to break down the toxins that are in eucalyptus leaves. What that means is that they would either have to eat less overall or they'd have to be more choosy.
Her research focused on koalas and brush-tail or ring-tail possums, which all eat eucalyptus leaves. She says the theory is that certain physiological processes, like metabolising the toxins in those leaves, generate heat, something an animal that's already feeling overheated might want to avoid. Luckily, not all eucalyptus leaves have the same levels of toxicity.
If the forest that they're in has some trees that have high levels and other trees that have low levels of the chemicals, then in hot conditions they might be seeking out the ones with lower levels more.
Philippa Beale says climate change and the warmer weather it brings mean this issue could damage native marsupial populations in the years ahead.
When the animals were in warm conditions, they chose to eat less protein, which generates the most heat of the macronutrients. And that's unfortunate because for wild herbivores, at least protein intake can limit their reproductive rates. So if moving forward, temperatures increase and those animals repeatedly choose to eat less protein, that means they might do less of things like reproducing. What it really means is that if you're conserving an area of forest right now, thinking it can sustain this many animals, as the ambient temperature changes, the needs of those animals are also changing. So in reality, in the future, that forest might be too small.
Bushfires are an added complication because the animals will only move back to a forest once it has the right trees with the right nutritional quality for them to survive. And the trees they need aren't necessarily the quickest ones to grow back. The Environment Minister, Susan Lee, worries koalas may have moved from a vulnerable listing to being endangered in some parts of the country as a result of this summer's bushfires. And she says she's aware of the challenges that both heatwaves and fires present for the animals.
You know, this is one of the, I think, the great mysteries that we need to unlock about how to encourage koalas to move and possibly even eat slightly different leaves. So again, let's get our best scientists and get our innovators on the case so we can see whether we can support them more.
In the meantime, Philippa Beale says Australians can do their bit to help native animals over the summer by putting out water for those creatures struggling in the heat.
Putting out water is a good idea. It's interesting, actually. In the past, we would have said that koalas, for example, don't need free water, that they get all the water from the leaves. But if the leaves become effectively more toxic because they're less able to deal with the toxins, then they're less able to access the water. So we're now seeing koalas coming and drinking free water.
And she's hoping state and federal governments will also do more to protect these animals' habitats for the future.
Alexandra Beach with that report.